I am wanting to welcome you to the July 11th, 2013 edition of Real People OC. And we bring you Orange County's most interesting folks. So today is going to be no different from that. But if you're just tuning in, this is 88.9 FM in Irvine. And if you listen to our show regularly, you might consider podcasting at some point. We do that here at UCI. If you don't get a strong signal, you are welcome to do that. You can also stream live on the web if you're not within earshot of our signal here in Irvine. So I want to introduce today's guest right away. We have with us today Assemblyman Travis Allen. Assemblymember Allen, are you with us?
I am. Good afternoon, Kimberly.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. Well, I was just about to tell our listeners that when you think of summer, you are, most people, we're in the full swing of summer right now, and most people in the summertime, they think of, gee, what am I going to do? And a lot of times it involves a beach time activity. And you're here to talk to us about why some aspect of our beach time leisure is kind of under threat. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And it's not just kind of, it is under direct threat. The South Coast Air Quality Management District is trying to, originally they were trying to ban, and now they're trying to ban and or regulate our beach bonfires, which are, as everyone knows that lives here in California, these are part of our culture.
It's huge. I think every single one of my beach memories as a child involved the bonfire, involved marshmallows, and I'm certain that, you know, if little children all around Southern California knew that their s'mores were at threat, they would stand up with you.
And that's exactly what we've seen. We actually just had a rally last weekend, had almost 1,500 people there, and it was just huge. The community support for bonfires is overwhelming.
All right. Well, so Assemblyman Allen, you are for Huntington Beach, right? The 72nd District?
That is correct. I cover all of Huntington Beach, Sunset Beach, and Seal Beach as well.
And this is you're newly elected.
I am. I was just elected last year, and right after the election, this issue came up. And when I first heard that the South Coast Air Quality Management District was trying to ban beach bonfires, I had to ask the person who was telling me, are you serious? Is someone really trying to get rid of beach bonfires, and why? And it turns out that it was true. And there was a small group of landowners in Newport Beach who didn't like the riffraff, as they termed it, coming onto their beach and having their beach bonfires.
Can we be specific of what location that was that they were concerned?
Well, it was down at southern Newport Beach, and you know their issue was they had these very nice homes that fronted the state beach, and the beach that we're talking about is a California state beach. It's got bonfires on it. And it belongs not to these property owners and not even to the residents of Newport or Huntington or anybody in Orange County. It belongs to all Californians, which means all of us. So everyone in Orange County and that lives there, also the people who come up from San Diego or Riverside or San Francisco or Northern California, this is public land, and this is something that we all get to enjoy, which is why it's so important to protect it.
It's huge. It's a huge part of our lifestyle here. And I think I'd like to dig a little deeper if we would start the conversation out by really going into what their issues are so we can understand it. Because when you hear they want to take your bonfires away, you're like, whoa, knee-jerk reaction. Nobody wants that to happen. But let's try to understand what the opposition is saying in this issue so we can maybe see if there's another way to fix their issue.
Sure. We would say very simply that the other way is to keep our beach bonfires. You know, we've had them for well over 60 years, 80 years in some places, and our voice, the voice of the community, is very, very clear, which is beach bonfires are a part of our culture, and they're something we need to keep. Real quick, just so everyone knows, this is coming down to a vote tomorrow morning at the AQMD at 9 a.m. So if you want to keep your beach bonfires, come down and join us in Diamond Bar at the headquarters of the AQMD and make your voice heard. Come to my Facebook page, join Travis Allen. It's got all the details there, but we'll be hosting with free T-shirts and donuts and coffee. We should have well over 100 people, maybe even a couple hundred people there speaking out in support of keeping our bonfires.
Now,
so action is necessary.
It is necessary. And so it's a huge opportunity for, you know, grassroots political activism if you want to be a part of this. This is the South Coast AQMD headquarters, right?
That is correct.
It's on 21865, is that Copley Drive in Diamond Bar? C-O-P-L-E-Y Drive in Diamond
that's
Bar?
That's right, on Copley Drive.
And that's 91765 if you're looking that up for navigation purposes. This issue is directly affecting Huntington Beach right now, which is how you got involved. But it started out in Newport, as you said. But when we're really looking at this issue, there's an interesting story in that it's a small group of residents in Newport probably brought this issue up, and then it's somewhat dropped, but somehow it is affecting Huntington Beach now. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I look at this both as someone who's lived in Huntington Beach and surfed in Southern California for well over the last 20 years. I look at this as a state issue because it is a state issue. And, you know, my job as state assemblyman is to represent not only my district but the entire state. And when, you know, institutions of our culture, such as beach bonfires, are being threatened, it's important that we stand up for all Californians to protect these. Specifically, you are correct, Kimberly, it was a small group of people in Newport Beach. They didn't like members of the public coming on to their backyard, as they termed it. Turns out it's actually, you know, state beach, and having beach bonfires. And so they tried to get them removed in Newport Beach. The city council agreed with them, but the Coastal Commission said, hold on a second. There's no way you can get rid of beach bonfires. They're a unique recreational activity that's inexpensive, and there's no substitute for it. So you got to keep your bonfires because they're not hurting anybody, and we've had them for, you know, decades upon decades. That wasn't good enough for these people. So then they changed their story, and they went to the Air Quality Management District, and they said, oh, beach bonfires cause air pollution. And, you know, that is, they have no real scientific data that is conclusive. You know, clearly if you stand in front of a beach bonfire, there is smoke. But the areas that we're talking about, we're on the coast. This is some of the cleanest air we have in all of California. And beach bonfires go on for a few nights of a few months per year. So this is clearly not the issue that it causes air pollution. Really, the issue is it's a small group of landowners in Newport Beach that don't want the public to use their public resource.
So it's a way of squeezing out the public off of what they want kind of to be their private beach, wouldn't you say?
That's exactly right. And, you know, these are public beaches we're talking about. The coast of California belongs to all of us. It's what we pay our taxes for. So it doesn't matter whether you live in Newport or you live in Huntington. You can live anywhere in California, and these are your beaches. These are your bonfires. And I think that's why we've seen such huge community support for this, because everybody recognizes, you know, all of the great times they've had in the past and all the great times they want to have in the future at the beach with beach bonfires.
So their biggest, chiefest concern in the beginning, and they brought this to the Coastal Commission initially, is that correct?
Initially, they brought it to City Council.
Okay.
And then from there, the City Council tried to get rid of them, and the Coastal Commission heard about it and knocked that down.
So the Coastal Commission is in protection of, therefore saving the bonfire, the concrete rings that we're talking about.
That's exactly right. The California Coastal Commission has been extremely vocal in its support, and it's been very clear, too, that beach bonfires are here to stay.
Okay, good. Let's talk about the numbers a little bit. In Huntington, I know there's some 800 concrete rings that can contain bonfires on California beaches. Is that correct, or is that just Southern California?
That's just Orange County, Los Angeles. So the purview of the South Coast Air Quality Management District is from San Clemente in the south to Malibu in the north. And so they're trying to get rid of beach bonfires from basically every city in the south, from San Clemente all the way through Los Angeles County, up top to Malibu.
Okay, and that's what we're talking about in terms of the 800 fire pits along the coastal line of L.A. and Orange County.
Yeah, That's correct. In LANOC, we have about 800 fire rings.
Okay. So if you were to switch hats for a second and say you want to try to understand what their issues are, other than what we've brought to light by saying they just didn't want the riffraff in their own backyard, so to speak, what are some of the issues that they're being able to raise with air quality that might be something we should consider?
You know, there's nothing substantive they have on that. And that's, you know, as a California person, as a surfer, I love clean air, I love clean water, I love our beautiful coastline, and I want to do absolutely everything we can to protect that. But when we start saying that beach bonfires are sources of air pollution or a significant source of air pollution, that's just going way too far. And that's trying to use something that is a very noble goal in pursuit of kind of a selfish interest, because there's just a few people that don't want the public to use their beach. And so then they're trying to use an environmental argument to say that beach bonfires pollute the air, when the science doesn't even support that. So, you know, I take a look and I say, look, we all want clean air. We all want beautiful beach and a beautiful coastline. But beach bonfires are not polluting our air in any significant portion whatsoever. And they actually add to our coastline, and they add to our enjoyment of that.
Okay. So now Barry Wallerstein, the executive officer representative from the South Coast Air Quality Management District, he pointed out that the tests found that each pit, now this is seems ridiculous, but, you know, somehow they do this math. Each pit causes as much air pollution in a given night as a diesel truck driving 564 miles. Harmful levels of fine particulate matter detected outside in the air of nearby homes.
Yeah, we actually call that into question. The data behind that is a little difficult to support, number one. Number two, you have to look at where these bonfires are occurring. They're on the beach. The ambient air is some of the cleanest air that we have in all of California, and the smoke is readily dispersed. As a matter of fact, in that same report, you'll notice that even just a few feet away from the bonfires, the particulate matter is effectively dispersed, even by the parking lot, if you will. So the concept that these beach bonfires are adding in any significant way or in any meaningful way to our air pollution is ludicrous.
So let's talk about the proximity of some of these homes to these bonfires. You know, I'm sitting here trying to picture in my mind, we go to CDM Big Corona often, and my husband plays beach volleyball down there every weekend, takes a class through the Parks and Recs division, and these bonfires are usually situated halfway between the parking lot and the actual water line. And if you turn around to look at the homes are way behind, up on a cliff. It's pretty typical that the setback for these homes is pretty far away from these bonfires. What are some of the distances that they're arguing with respect to these bonfires?
Well, here's the thing. The first thing to note is that the beach bonfires have been around a lot longer than any of the surrounding houses. So we're talking 60, 80 years in some parts. And what the AQMD is now trying to do is trying to tell California beach goers where they can and cannot have their fire rings. And in some cases, it would be 700 feet from a house or 150 feet space between bonfires, et cetera. And it really is just a step and a device they're using to ban the beach bonfires in certain areas,
okay,
including in the area you just mentioned, which would be Big Corona.
Okay. Now, is there anywhere on the coast where this, I guess we can't really call it a measure yet, but where this type of influence has been successful at eliminating and removing the beach bonfire pits?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kimberly, can you repeat that really quick?
Yeah, my question is there anywhere on any of the coastlines that we're discussing where they have been successful at influencing the removal of beach bonfire pits thus far?
No, not the AQMD, but in San Diego, there was a move to eliminate the beach bonfires due to budgetary restrictions, you know, making sure that the beaches are adequately patrolled by lifeguards and they're only burning wood in the bonfire rings, et cetera. And there was a private group that came forward to save the beach bonfires and funded them with private money. So this whole concept of beach bonfires polluting the environment is an entirely new argument. And that's why it's significant. The science behind it is extremely questionable. And that's what we want to make sure the message is loud and clear, that beach bonfires do not pollute the atmosphere. They don't pollute the environment. And they actually enhance our beaches.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the process of what's going to happen now.
Okay. So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., the AQMD is going to hold a hearing, and it's going to be in Diamond Bar. We are gathering supporters. We actually have transportation arranged from Huntington Beach City Hall with free donuts and coffee and free T-shirts for anybody who wants to get together and save the bonfires. And also for anyone who would like to come, please come and say your piece to the Air Quality Management District. I believe you just read the address. It's on Copley Drive in Diamond Bar. It starts at 9 a.m., and this is where they're going to have their decision of if they want to try to ban beach bonfires and if they want to try to regulate it. So I have already proposed a resolution that passed the entire California legislature unanimously. It was ACR 52, and it was the statement of the legislature that every single California assemblyman and woman and every single state senator wants to keep our beach bonfires. So the community is in support. You have full legislative support. All of the mayors and city council members, county supervisors, even congressmen have come out in support of keeping our beach lifestyle, keeping our bonfires. So if your listeners would like to come down and help, please go onto my Facebook site at facebook.com/joinTravisAllen. Please come down to the AQMB tomorrow at 9 a.m. And I just got the address. It is 21865 Copley Drive. And make your voice heard. You know, don't let the government take away your beach bonfires. Come on out, voice your support, and let's keep our beach lifestyle.
Now, let me ask you, let's say you get an onslaught of people that are here to support you. What kind of influence can they have just by giving their physical presence?
It's absolutely huge. The AQMD is an unelected body of members that still has to listen to the voice of the people because they are there to represent us. And they need to understand that the real sources of air pollution in California are not beach bonfires. And so it's very important that all Californians that want to keep our access to beach bonfires and kind of our California lifestyle alive, we need to come out and we need to show our support and we need to tell these people, look, beach bonfires are a safe community activity. They're inexpensive. They bring together friends and family. We've heard, just some of the greatest stories, Kimberly. I've heard people that had their first kiss at a beach bonfire, fell in love at a beach bonfire, et cetera, et cetera. But these are the sorts of things that the people have to stand up for, and they have to make their voice heard so we can keep all of these traditions alive and keep them not only for ourselves, but for all of our future generations to enjoy as well.
It's wonderful. Can you tell me some of those stories?
Well, we have a lot. There's a ton that you'll find on my Facebook site. The ones that I really like the most are the ones, two that I just brought up. I had, there's actually an Orange County supervisor who had mentioned that he had his very first kiss at a beach bonfire, and I thought that was great. I heard about first loves, and I have yet to hear about a proposal at a beach bonfire, but I'm sure there's one out there.
I'm sure there's several, actually. What are some of your favorite things to cook at a beach bonfire?
Well, I think, the traditional one is s'mores. And we've all done, roasted marshmallows. I can't say that personally I am the best marshmallow cooker, although I've had my share of golden brown marshmallows and s'mores. It's a family tradition. It's a community tradition. We actually just threw a couple of beach bonfire rallies for the entire community where we had bands play and we were roasting hot dogs and marshmallows and all the good stuff. So I think that everybody, as you think back, anyone that's lived in California for any period of time has either seen or been to beach bonfires. And they're just a great way to get people together. Is one other note, at one of our rallies, I talked to a lifeguard on the beach, and he said, look, I really want you to be successful in keeping our beach bonfires, because if they take away our beach bonfires, people won't come down to the beach at night because the beach gets cold. And a beach bonfire is a nice way where we can all stay warm and enjoy the beach, you know, as the evening begins to wear on.
Now, do the beach bonfire pits have hours posted where you can be out there for only a certain period of time?
Yeah, absolutely. All beaches have curfews. I think most of them are typically about 10 o'clock, where they'll, you know, close down to new people about 9, and everyone kind of clears out by about 10. You know, it's all very orderly and well-supervised, but at the same time, it's all part of the fun. And, you know, it's part of who we are in California, and it's what makes our state so unique and so great.
And it brings, like you said, so many memories. One of the things I find interesting is that, you know, there you can understand why people don't want to hear a lot of noise and blah, blah, blah. But, gosh, didn't their real estate agent tell them that they were buying a house on a public beach?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the concept is that, you know, the beach bonfires have been there before any of the current houses were there. And this is part of the enjoyment. This is really, you know, what we have in California is special, and it needs to be protected. So I'm gonna have to run because I have to make sure we have all of our prep and all of our support done for tomorrow. But really, if I could tell all your listeners out there, please come out and support your beach bonfires. If this is something you want to keep, we want to keep them too. We're fighting for you to keep them. Come down to my Facebook site at facebook.com/joinTravisAllen. Sign the petitions to keep the beach bonfires. If you can get the time off work, come down tomorrow at 9 a.m. The address again is 21865 Copley Drive in Diamond Bar. We got free T-shirts for you, coffee. We have donuts from the Donuttery. It's just going to be a great time, and you'll meet a lot of friends, and we'll go all support and fight to keep our beach bonfires.
It sounds wonderful. Assemblymember Allen, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate you stopping by here at KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine and telling us about this important issue that's facing our local residents today.
Kimberly, you've been great. Thank you all so much.
Okay, you take care now. Bye.
Great, bye.
Well, that was interesting. I'm really thankful he took the time to come on and discuss this a little bit. I'm wondering if any of you have any opinions and you'd like to call in and share those with us. It looks like a call might have come through, and if you did try to call in, go ahead and try again. Thank you. I'm going to take a small break, and we'll be back with you in just a minute.